Scattered strong thunderstorms will likely occur late this afternoon and through the evening from eastern South Dakota into Minnesota. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. We will see other showers and some thunderstorms occurring during the course of the day today, but they won't be all that great. We have some showers out there this morning, but they will continue to be mostly light and sporadic. We'll look for the precipitation to intensify, though, along a frontal boundary in eastern South Dakota and extending down into Nebraska as we go forward through the late afternoon and into the evening, and then those storms will expand and shift into most of Minnesota as we go forward through the night. Tomorrow we'll have most of the precipitation diminishing except for a few showers lingering in northeastern North Dakota and portions of northern Minnesota. An upper level low pressure system will then bring in another shot of precipitation and much colder temperatures as we go from Wednesday night into Thursday. And so we'll see drizzle and a few rain showers occurring during that time period. And some of that will linger Thursday night going into Friday. And much of that precipitation is expected to be in northern and eastern parts of North Dakota and Minnesota. Another 0.2 inch of moisture will occur with a few local amounts, upwards to 4 or 5 tenths of an inch will occur at that time. But these thunderstorms that occur this evening and overnight tonight will be the big rain producers. And we will see 1/2 to 1.5 inches of rain occurring from eastern South Dakota into western Minnesota. The driest areas in the northern plains are expected to be in Montana and perhaps a few areas in central South Dakota where a limited amount of precipitation is likely to occur. And temperatures are then going to turn much colder as we get rid of the precipitation late this week. We do expect to see low temperatures in Montana and the western Dakotas slipping into the 30s and even some upper 20s on Friday morning, and the coldest air will shift to the east on Saturday morning, and we'll see somewhat similar temperatures at that time in the eastern Dakotas and Minnesota. Frost will occur in most areas, and I do expect to see freezes of varying intensity occurring in many locations too, but there may still be cloud cover in Minnesota that might help to hold the temperatures up just a little bit. Our afternoon temperatures are going to be turning cooler too, and we'll look for the afternoon readings today to still be balmy across the region, especially in the east, where we'll see 80-degree readings in Minnesota and upper 70s to near 80 likely to occur in the eastern Dakotas. Farther to the west, though, will start to cool down, but the coolest air will hold off for a couple of days. We will see the temperatures tomorrow afternoon cooling to the 60s and lower 70s in many areas, but Friday will likely be the coldest day, with afternoon highs in the 40s and 50s across a big part of the region. Some of that colder air will already be present on Thursday. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.